Brenda, the yes. Bewleys competition yes. on Christmas Day.
All right. Well, this Christmas, ourselves and Bewleys Hotel and Ballsbridge are giving one lucky family the opportunity to put their feet up for this festive season. So no scrubbing, no peeling, no cleaning, no dishes. Instead, you can have your Christmas dinner served to you, allowing you time to spend with your own family and to enjoy them. Now, we had genuinely hundreds of entries for this competition. It was a breakaway for the family. It was Christmas Eve, Christmas night, Stephen's night, breakfast, dinner, and of course Christmas dinner. €100 one for all shopping voucher for each member of the family. And then on Stephen's Day, a choice of activities from Leopardstown races to ice skate at the RDS or Christmas panto or something for the family. So genuinely, Derek, really some heartfelt, incredible entries for this competition. I really wish we could have given everybody the breakaway. Everything from people who are coming back, they have to leave the country to work abroad, they're coming back to reunite with their family, to people who are struggling to keep their business going, people who've lost jobs, people who've lost loved ones this Christmas, they're going to find it very difficult. So there was some incredible stories there. And as I said, I wish we could give one to everybody, but we couldn't. And I visited the winning family yesterday, and they are the Oglesbys from Talla, and there's Mum Maria. She has four young children. Andrew's 15, Joanne's 11, Kieran's 6, and Lucia is 4. And I went up and I had them gathered together because I told them they were down to the last three, so they didn't actually know they'd won for certain. But the reason they won, and you'll hear this, and it is a very moving, very heartfelt story. You'll hear it, but the reason they won was because Andrew, who's 15, wrote a very simple, a very powerful and a very loving email. Here I am visiting the Oglesbys in Killinarden in Talla. It's a frosty morning in Killinarden in Talla, and I'm walking up the drive of a house here, and I'm hoping all the Oglesby family are here because they think they're down to the last three. I'm just going to ring the bell. I'll do it again. Oh, they're opening it already. Hello, hello, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm looking for the Oglesby family. Are they in here?
Yeah, you've come to the right place.
Well, it's very Christmassy, this house. Will I go straight through?
Go straight through there. Into the
I can see right lots there. Of children. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Have we the Oglesby family here?
We have
indeed,
yeah.
I'm actually looking for an Andrew. Yeah. Is Andrew here?
Yeah, that's me.
Andrew, what age are you?
15.
How many is in your family?
I have four brothers and sisters, Joanne, Kieran, or three brothers and sisters, Joanne, Kieran and Lucy. Okay. And I'm the fourth.
The dining room here is very full, Andrew. These all can't be your family. Who have we got here?
There's a neighbour here, Rose, my gran, my uncle, my aunties, my granddad and my brothers and sisters.
All right. Are you the gran?
I am indeed,
what's
Brenda.
Your name?
Breda.
Breda. And you're the mam?
I am indeed.
And what's your name?
Marie.
Marie, your son Andrew sent an email for the Bewleys Christmas competition. Andrew, tell us, why did you want to send an email in the first place?
Yeah, I just heard about the prize and I thought it'd be the perfect thing for Christmas for my mum and her family.
Okay, well, we actually have the email here that you sent in. Would you mind reading it for everybody, okay?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Andrew. I'm 15 and I'd love my mum to win the break over Christmas. I really think she could do with the pampering. For the last 4 years, my mum's been fighting cancer and it's looking like this Christmas could be her last one. And I think this could be the best present for her and her family. My mum's the bravest person I know, and if I win this competition, it would mean she could have the best Christmas ever.
Wow. And Marie, ma'am, you're here. Tears in your eyes, obviously. Can I ask, first of all, you have been battling cancer for 4 years.
I have, yeah, Brenda. It's been a tough journey, but I've had a great support network. And I'm just really proud of him now, after sending in that email and all he said.
All right, Andrew, tell us a little bit about your lovely mum here.
Well, she's had cancer now for 4 years, and I just thought this would be a good idea. You know, she never really does anything for herself. She always just thinks of us. Like, if we ever need anything, she'll just give us the money, even if it means that she won't be able to get something.
Well, I hope you haven't bought a turkey yet, because please hold your horses, because on behalf of the Mooney Show and Bewleys Hotel, we would like to offer the Oglesby family the Christmas getaway that you all deserve. So, Marie and all your children, put your feet up, because you're going to have a wonderful Christmas in Bewleys.
Yay! Thank you, Andrew. I love you.
Love you too.
I need a cup of tea after all the drama. Marie, will you make me a cup of tea? Me and you'll have a little chat. Is that okay? Lovely. Put on the kettle there. Great meeting you all. Thank you. Marie, nothing like getting the cup of tea handed to you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Brenda. Oh, I'm so surprised. Thanks so much. No,
it's nothing to do with me. It's actually to do with your son. He is extraordinary, isn't he, for 15.
Even before the cancer, Brenda, he's just a really level-headed kid. But yeah, I'm very proud of him. That, you know, I don't know what to even say. To think that he just got up and done that email himself without anybody prompting him. You tend to take your kids for granted when you really shouldn't. Mm. And I certainly won't be anymore anyway.
In Andrew's email, he said you were battling cancer for 4 years. When were you first diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2008 when I was actually pregnant on my youngest child. Ever since then, I've been battling it. But I have a great team in St James's Hospital. Hello to everybody on the Oncology Day ward who worked tirelessly. Never give up hope on anybody. So,
how far into the pregnancy were you when you discovered it? What was discovered exactly?
I was 5 months pregnant and they found a tumour that was 22 centimetres, so it was actually bigger than the baby. And they operated and it was touch and go for the baby. But that's my youngest, Lucia. We call her the little warrior.
Yeah.
And she spoils Brenda because everybody just loves Lucia. But she afterwards, they did a further operation then. I had a hysterectomy and a cesarean section on the same day. And Lucia was born just over 2 pounds. So now it has spread to some areas in my stomach and I have some in my bone as well. And I'm due to start treatment now shortly again. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
In Andrew's email, he said this could be your last Christmas. I mean, the thought of that is extremely moving, to say the least.
I don't tend to look at it like that, Brenda. It's little things. So for me now, it's Christmas. So once we get Christmas over, then I have Joanne. She's going to be making her confirmation. So then that's my next goal, if you know what I mean. But quite possibly it could be my last Christmas, yeah. But I mean, you just take each day as it comes. And there are miracles, Brenda, so.
And what are the doctors saying to you? Are they saying that they can cure it?
No, there's no cure this time. The best possible outcome would have been an operation. But unfortunately, because it's gone into my bones and that, no, there's no point. It'd be too much of a grueling surgery. And then maybe it would appear somewhere else. So no, this is really just to hopefully slow it down and keep it at bay. So we've had the figures and that, but I just tend to... I'm not somebody that dwells on the numbers. I try to see myself in the high percentages rather than the low. You have to, because you wouldn't want to get up in the morning if you were to really... It's not that I haven't let it sunk in. I do. I have my bad days, Brenda, and I would be inconsolable. Thankfully, there are not many.
So, Marie, for the last 4 years, you've had the baby, you've had the cancer, you've had the treatment. How have you managed as a mother as well?
It's the kids that have actually managed to drag me through it, if you know what I mean, Brenda. It's getting up for them in the mornings. I didn't have much time to dwell or lie around. And they'd come in and they'd sing their little songs and, you know, and all their little milestones. We had Lucia's christening and then we had Kieran's first day in school. Then we had Lucia starting play school. And I remember thinking to myself, God, this time, like 4 years ago, I never thought I'd see this day. And here I am. So if I can get this far, hopefully I can get another bit further.
Marie, I find it very moving speaking to you and seeing your lovely children and that. But from what I can see, there's no self-pity at all. There's no, why me? This isn't fair. Look, I've a load more to do with these kids.
No, Brenda. And I think the main reason behind that as well, I did at the start, I let a few shouts and had a few rails with God. But the main reason is who I look up to would be my sister, because she died at 21 and she never had a chance to get married and have the kids. And so I've gotten that far. And I have to keep fighting to be here for the kids, you know. But I do have days where I'm like, God, why me? And am I going to see Joanne get married? And a little bit of anger, but not like that again. Not many days, because if you let yourself go down there, Brenda, it's very hard to drag yourself back out.
This is a hard question. I'm going to ask it if you don't mind. You don't have to answer it. Your 4 children, when you pass on, what's going to happen? What are the arrangements with them? Yeah. I suppose give them the love that you give them.
Okay, well, Dad is around, so obviously that's a bit of main support. And he said he'll give up work. But my mum and dad have said, no, that's not going to happen. He can work, because obviously kids are expensive. And they'll actually look after the kids. So we have a kind of a little support thing in place, but we tend not to talk about that. It's in place, but it's not something. So they'll take the kids and that. And hopefully, Brenda, I've just like instilled enough in them that, like, you know, they're all very independent characters and they all have their own different little traits. So they, you know, the only one I really would worry about would be the youngest, because we're very attached, you know, because when I had all my operations and that, and I had her in the comb, I used to go up in the night and sit in the baby unit with her, and she'd keep me going and I'd keep her going. And when you look at her as well, like two and a half pound or so born, do you know what I mean? Tiny little thing fighting, and it just kind of, well, if that little thing can do it, so can I. But that would be the only child I'd worry about, would be the youngest. Because we tend to have that little bit more of attachment, but they're all independent characters. Yeah, it is. It's a hard thing to talk about, Brenda, you know, when you're gone. Like, every mammy wants to see their daughter getting married and their first grandchild, but, you know, you never know.
Marie, because they're different ages, what, 15, 11, 6 and 4?
4.
What have you said to them about your illness, or what do they know?
They know, the two eldest would know the ins and outs and know everything. The youngest, on the advice of the social worker, you have to be very careful what you say to them, because you don't want them being too down in the mouth, I suppose is the best way to explain it. But they would have a good sense of what's going on, Brenda, because with cancer, you can't hide it.
No.
Do you know, and you lose your hair, and the kids will say, "You're sick again, ma'am." Do you know, so they know, or we've often been out shopping and they'd see somebody without the hair and they'd say, "Ma'am, are they sick like you?" So they do realise, and they see the little signs and they know. So, as obviously, if we get nearer to time, the social worker in St James's has said she'll do counselling with them and stuff. So,
there's great practicality about you as well. I suppose you've no choice.
You don't have a choice, Brenda. No. Once you have children, I think they become your life and you have to surrender everything for them, and they are my life, so I have to be practical for them. My biggest thing is to see Lucia going into primary school in September. Now that would be a big goal for me, but it's little baby steps, Brenda. I never say I'd love to be here when Joanne's getting married or junior cert. Obviously the older I get them, the better, so my goal is just to keep hanging in there and get them to a good old age. But you know,
Marie, I've taken up a lot of your time. Will we go back in and say hello to everybody again? Hiya, we're back again.
Hi, hello.
Marie, this is your mum and dad, is that right?
Yeah, Bree. My mum, Breda, and my dad's Tony.
Tell me a little bit about your relationship together, Breed.
I always call Marie my sunshine because she was a very good baby. Mm. And
that's all right.
We're more friends than daughter, mother and daughter. Just so happy for her that she won this, because she deserves it.
Tony and Breda, what are your own plans Christmas Day?
Well, seeing as Marie is not coming down, I suppose we'll just spend it here and just have a quiet day.
Just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Would you prefer to have the kids around?
I love Christmas with the children, okay, because if there's no kids in the house, it can be very, very lonely.
Well, can I just say, Tracy Moore from Bewley's Hotels is with me here, and she's just said, would you go over to Bewley's Hotel with Maria and her children, have the Christmas dinner together and stay Christmas night as well, so you can all be together as a big family?
Oh, Brenda. Yay! Oh, that's wonderful.
Marie is just hugging her dad here.
I'm so proud of her. She doesn't really realise the strength she has and what she's been through and the way she's coped. She never looked for nothing for herself, and all she wants is for her children. And please God, she'll get that.
Breed and Tony, you're going to have a lovely Christmas day together with everybody, with Marie, her husband Boye, and the four children. But what is Santa going to bring? Is he going to know that you're actually in Bewley's and not at home? What are we going to do? What's your name?
Kieran.
What age are you, Kieran?
6.
Right, what are you getting off Santa this year?
Loads of Lego.
Are you getting Star Wars Lego? No?
Nope.
What kind of Lego?
Batman Lego.
We'll make sure that Santa knows that you're actually in Bewley's. Is that okay? Because I presume you've written your letter, have you?
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Joanne.
What age are you, Joanne?
11.
Have you written your letter?
Yeah.
Right, what have you asked for, Joanne?
I'm hoping for an iPad mini.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
Yeah.
The little warrior, she's 4. Her name is Lucia. Lucia, what do you want off Santa? Maria, I did get a whisper, and it was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, I think.
It was indeed, yeah.
Andrew, well done on putting that beautiful email together.
Thank you.
Do you think you made your mum happy today?
Yeah, I'm delighted she's going to have a nice Christmas.
Well, Andrew, you're all going to have a wonderful Christmas. Remember, you're going to be in Bewley's Hotel. Granny and Grandad are going to be there as well. So on behalf of the Mooney Show, I just want to say to everybody, particularly you, Marie, have a wonderful, happy and a healthy Christmas, everybody. Are you going to give me a little song?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
They sound like a lovely family, and I just want to wish them all the very best for a happy and peaceful Christmas. And thanks to Tracy Moran and Bewley's Hotels, because it's a lovely prize to get somebody away. And you can tell, I think, listening, certainly judging by the reaction we're getting here, Matty's been on to say the winner of the prize is an unbelievable person. I hope she has a great Christmas. She is an inspiration. Thank you, Matty. Humbling listening to this unbelievable woman. God bless her and her family, says Anne, and lots more like that. Have a great Christmas. And Andrew, we're very proud of you, as your mum is. Thank you for sending that email.